following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Silicauga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Silicauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Silicauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Zandt Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Silicauga Pediatrics.
Welcome courtside to the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show, Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law, Alex Bauman, courtside at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. That's the 10-0 Aggies. Host the 6A Chelsea Hornets tonight at Douglas Martin Court. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Brew Market. Silicauga fought off a tough week last week, an area win to start the week, and then closed the week with a rivalry win over Benjamin Russell, and then a tough fight through the fourth quarter, and a 54-45 win Friday night over the Childersburg Tigers. Alex, the Aggies are 10-0, and another solid opponent that they have to face. The stretch of games the Aggies are going to face is really tough, considering Childersburg and Talladega to close the week on Friday and Saturday. But the Chelsea Hornets, listen, you can't let this be a trap game. They're not going to die down tonight. Silicauga and Chelsea, always a great matchup. Chelsea has a lot of size. They always shoot the ball well. Coach Nick Bamball always has his team prepped for this game.
Looking back to last week, to get out of that week unscathed, Coach Jones has to be happy. All those games at home, Shelby County, the area game, Benjamin Russell and Childersburg, having all those games at home, you want to win those matchups. With Joel Jones being 13-0 last year at home, granted it was at Nichols Lawson Middle School, but those are you-have-to-have type games, and they did get all those wins. And Chelsea coming in today, they're going to be a tough out, but you can't look at their record. Last year they were 13-18, might have been the best 13-18 team in the state, won the area at 4-2, made the sub-regionals, won that game against Calera, made it to regionals in the first round, and lost to the eventual 6A state champion in Paul W. Bryan. And they are a very, very good basketball team. They played up in competition throughout this season and last season, but continue to do it. They faced stiff competition, but Silicauga is going to have their hands full tonight with the height and the way they shoot the three ball. They're in for another dogfight on their hands.
Yeah, a couple common opponents that you have listed here. Bauman, run us through who the Hornets have played, that the Aggies have played, and how those games turned out.
So Chelsea played Benjamin Russell, ended up winning that one 60-57 in overtime. They lost to Childersburg 50-46, and they beat Winterboro 51-46.
So, yeah, you look at some common opponents. The Aggies obviously undefeated, have handled Winterboro, handled Benjamin Russell, with a full Ben Russell roster after the Wildcats football season. And then, yeah, Childersburg hung in there on a Friday night, as to be expected, with Coach Johnny Johnson, and when the Aggies play the Tigers. What do you expect tonight from a Coach Nick Bamball coach team, Bauman, and how do the Aggies defend it?
Coach Bamball is going to have them ready. They're going to be physical defensively. They're going to move the ball. It's not going to stick in somebody's hands for too long, and they're going to make smart decisions. Chelsea does not turn the basketball over a whole lot under Coach Bamba. And then for the Aggies, what they're going to have to do tonight is they're going to have to not turn the ball over. That's been an issue for them early part of this season. They're going to have to keep players out of foul trouble. Josh Beer and Tristan Whetstone have been dealing with that. these past couple of games. C.J. Franklin dealt with that against Childersburg with his four fouls. And while Silicaga has a lot of players on this roster, they don't go that deep into their bench every game. So you have to keep guys like Eric O'Neill, Spear, Tristan Whetstone, C.J., Corbin Patterson out of foul trouble against Chelsea.
Chelsea doesn't score great. And the Aggies don't give up a lot of points. Silicaga's only given up more than 55 twice this year. One of those was last week against Shelby County. How does Chelsea score on the Aggies? The Aggie defense is just always so good.
It has been. It's been so good under Coach Joel Jones. He's had that defense going. Chelsea's going to have to take care of the basketball. They have been known to do that. When I play for Coach B, that's what he harped on all offseason and all during games, is take care of the basketball and make smart decisions with that. If Silicaga is not able to turn over Chelsea, this game will be much closer than what people expect.
That'll wrap up tonight's Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. You'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and the Central Alabama Community College Tip-Off when we come back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
Savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply.
NCUA. When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Radio Alabama Sports. Silicaga basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Silicaga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Silicaga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Back courtside at Douglas Martin Court, the first of a three-game week for the Aggies tonight versus Chelsea, Friday at Childersburg, and Saturday right here against the Talladega Tigers. We will for sure have Saturday for you. Friday, what might just be radio only right here on Mix 106.5. Silicaga and Chelsea, not a rivalry, Alex Bauman, but it can quickly become one. If Chelsea is able to win a couple versus the Aggies, they've won once, I believe, in the last 7 years versus Silicaga. Coach Nick Bamball's had some good teams. The Aggies were able to beat Chelsea last year. As you mentioned, they were 6A area champs, lost to the eventual state champions in the postseason. A good basketball team. And the Aggies looking to get this win tonight against the Chelsea Hornets. Now let's turn it over to Brandy Brown for tonight's starting lineups.
For the Chelsea Hornets. Number 3, Truett Jennings. Number 10, Evan Moore. Number 14, Brandon Griffin. Number 21, Sean Johnson. Number 22, Jeremiah Cunningham. Head coach, Nicholas Bumba. Assistant coach, Caleb Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for your Sylacauga Aggies. Stepping on the court and ready to dominate. Here is your starting lineup for
starting lineups for the Aggies. CJ, Josh, Corbin, Trey, Joshua. And for Chelsea, you'll have Jennings, Moeller, Griffith, Cunningham, and the big man, 6'8", Sean Flynn.
It's going to be a tough out, but one thing for Chelsea is they're missing arguably their best player in Jordan Garcia. He gave Sylacauga all they could handle in their two matchups last year. And Aiden Owens for Chelsea, one of the most accomplished and best players in Hornet history, has moved on to bigger and brighter things.
Corbin to jump it off in the circle. Against the 6'8", big man for the Hornets. Hornets in blue, Aggies in white tonight. Aggies will go left to right. Chelsea right to left to start here the first half. Toss is in the air, easily won by Chelsea. Well, they stepped out of bounds on the sideline. It'll be Aggie basketball. So that's a win. They controlled the tap, and we get the arrow. But the turnover as Evan Moeller standing on the sideline. Again, your starting five brought to you by Coosa Valley Medical Center. Corbin, CJ, Trey, Josh, Joshua, Holtzclaw.
Haven't seen this lineup all year long.
Aggies swinging around the arc. Corbin fakes a three, drives in, dishes it off, and the Aggies working around the arc. Corbin. Deep three, back iron, rebound, fought for on the sideline, taken by Patterson, back inside Spear, spinning, shooting, didn't get it around Flynn, got his rebound, and we're going to the stripe. Way to work for Josh Spear. On paper, shouldn't get that rebound, and he does.
He's always working down low. When the ball's up in the air, shot goes up, it feels like Josh Spear is always in the area trying to get that rebound.
Hey, they run him up, you go.
First free throw good at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Aggies trying to get to 11-0 on the season. There's Josh, 2-for-2. Great start at the stripe. Sylacauga leads this one 2-0 early. Chelsea Moeller trying to get it in. Gets it into Jennings. Sylacauga almost came up with a steal. We did. CJ ripped it away. Front court, Josh Spear after the baseball pass. Skipping it down low. Spear and the catch back up. And they'll steal it away. Chelsea. Driving underneath the bucket. Spinning around Evan Moeller. And now they'll pass it out to the right wing with Cunningham. Out to the top to Jennings, top of the key, Flynn, right side to Moeller, dribbling to the free throw line, good give and roll, and then a foul, a push in the back, will send Chelsea to the stripe, and Maybe for the first time this year, though, the Aggies have had some size disadvantage, maybe the biggest of the night with the 6'8 big man for the Hornets.
Silicaga had to play Amari Bell from Lincoln earlier in this year, and Bell had to deal with foul trouble. We didn't see a whole lot of him in that basketball game. And tonight with Flynn, he's going to be a handful down low. You saw it right there, already emphasizing getting him on the pick and roll.
Flynn gets one. It's 2-1. We played a minute in the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter. CJ works it across. Cross court, Jeshua. As Corbin makes the catch, standing on the Silicaga S, dribbles to his right to CJ to Corbin. Jeshua head fakes a three from the left wing, covered up as we work it around the arc. Silicaga trying to get inside of the zone. Holtzclaw for three off the window, and the rebound by Flynn. Jennings takes the screen. Flynn backing down Holtzclaw to spin and the roll, and he got the bucket to drop. 3-2, Hornets on top. Yeah, Coach Jones not happy about the switch. They got him open. Spear drives, dishes inside. Trey got fouled, didn't make the lay-in, but he'll go to the stripe. A nice feed from Spear. He won't get the assist. That one's dropped all the way in and popped out. But Trey Wright getting his first start of the season. We'll be at the free throw line here at the first quarter at the 6:06 mark in the first to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line.
On the other end, Silicaga has let Flynn get to his spot back-to-back possessions. If you're either Trey Wright or Josh Spear, you have to prevent him from getting to that low block and making that easy shot over the shorter player.
Trey wearing the number 12 in white tonight.
Get back, Trey.
Standing at the free throw line for one more. It's up and good, and we're tied at three. Well, don't expect the Aggies to switch on the power forward for Chelsea after last possession. Jennings stuck in the backcourt, and he threw it away. Did we touch it? No, we did not. So it'll be Aggie basketball on the sideline as the pass from Truett Jennings missed everyone and rolls out of bounds in front of the chairback season ticket holder seats. CJ working the top, Holtzclaw, right wing. Look at this Chelsea zone switching back and forth. Jeshua got a reach foul called on him. Moeller reaching in.
If there's one defense that's given Silicaga problems at the earlier part of this season, it's been that 2-3 zone. Childersburg went to it in their previous game, gave him fits, and tonight they've kind of struggled on this end of the basketball court.
CJ baseline left to inbound. Looking for somebody to throw it to. Finds Spear. Foul. Josh, he didn't get it to go, but he'll go back to the stripe where he's 2-for-2.
Hey, Josh, get yourself under control and make those layups. Hey.
Tied at three. Four fouls on the Hornets so far, as we'll shoot free throws the rest of the first quarter. It's Josh's first front rim, backboard, dropping in. The Aggies lead it by one, 4-3. The second from Spear. He'll go 4-for-4 from the stripe to start the game at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. All of the Aggie points coming from the line. Jeshua got the steal in the bucket, and there's the first field goal of the game. 7-3, Aggies on top. The Aggies have it their way. They're not going to let Chelsea get down the floor and work the big man. They're going to try to stop him in the backcourt. Nearly a turnover. The Aggies got a hand on it. Open three from the left side is an air ball. Rebounded by Spear, and the Aggies with a four-point lead will take it left to right. CJ trotting in the front court. Gets bumped, no whistle, loses the dribble, able to catch back up as he fires it off to Patterson. Now back to CJ on the baseline run. Left it up short with the left hand and rebounded by Flynn. Here they go. Excuse me, that is Brandon Griffin, the 6'4 shooting guard for the Chelsea Hornets.
Height everywhere.
Jennings to Flynn to Cunningham. Nelson in the game for Chelsea. The left elbow jumper, back iron, rebounded by Spear. That's what you get from Josh. Great position. Silicaga already on our end of the floor. Joshua in between the rings, Corbin left side, staring down the defense, nowhere to go back to Holtzclaw, who calls for CJ, then CJ runs the other way. 7-3, your score, Aggies lead it by 4, skip pass down in the corner. CJ rotating, driving, kicking, Corbin 3, bottom.
All that happens because CJ drives, draws the zone in, and kicks wide open to Corbin Patterson. That'll be there all night long in a 2-3 zone.
Marvel City Pharmacy three-pointer, a 30-second timeout. Aggies lead it 10-3 over Chelsea with 4:23 to go in the first. Defense has been solid here in the first 4 minutes, as it has been all season. And I tell you, if Corbin Patterson is knocking down shots, which is something that Coach Joel Jones mentioned to me earlier this week, needs a couple more starters to be a little bit more consistent, because if you can get 7 or 8 from Corbin in a night, maybe 9 to 10, and a couple other bench players able to help you out, Silicaga's going to be tough to beat.
And Corbin was huge against Childersburg last week, hit those 2 3-pointers in the second half, separated Silicaga in that game, and the Aggies never looked back. So you got to have guys like Corbin Patterson step up in the big moments.
The Aggies got it. O'Neal just checked in the game. Here's Josh to Eric, back to Corbin. Corbin driving, retreating, 10-3, Aggies on top. Eric, Josh, Trey, Joshua, and Corbin. Your right tire in service, 5 on the floor. Here's Eric driving down the lane. Overhead pass to Josh. Back out to Corbin, and the Aggies going to reset it. Now under 4 to go in the first quarter. Corbin trying to get around Jennings. And then a foul down on the floor. This one's on Jaden Balint. A push foul will send Josh Spear to the stripe, where he's 4 for 4. Jace Wells to check in after this first free throw from Spear.
This has been a part of Silicaga's game that at the early part of the season was a big struggle. They're shooting 57% on the year from the free throw line, but last game against Childersburg shot 81%, so you can see the growth in the free throw shooting game.
Josh Spears 5 for 5. We're increasing that free throw percentage, though, Alex.
That's a good thing.
As Josh Spears 6 for 6, and the Aggies have only missed one. As it's 12-3, Aggies by 9. Jace Welch and Josh Spears on the double team. Brandon Nathan Jr. nowhere to go with the dribble. Lost it on the sideline.
That ball go that side. This guy's near.
Corbin swinging it around, taking the return pass from Welch. Now O'Neal. Sarine calling for it inside. Eric kicking out to Spear. Spear attacking. Corbin probably had a chance to shoot it, but didn't. Spear going down the right side to Jace Welch. Welch in the corner. Josh. Cross court to Eric for 3, in and out. His first shot of the night, no good. Rebound is saved by Jace Welch. What a hustle play. And Josh Spear taking it at the right wing.
Those type of plays that have earned Jace Welch
minutes. Spinning by Spear, and Sir Ryan is fouled. Another nice dish from Josh will send the Aggies back to the stripe. This time, Sir Ryan McMillan to shoot 2.
But in numerous games this season, Jace Welch has come in those garbage time minutes and given Silicaga that lift in those garbage time minutes and scored many points, made the defensive efforts that Coach Joel Jones loves to see. And it's good to see Jace Welch getting rewarded for giving that effort.
Ryan misses the first. Yeah, the effort from Jace Welch. He's the guy that can bring some energy down to the floors, McMillan.
And he can never have enough of those energy guys on your team.
Here's Ryan, makes the second. 13-3, Aggies on top. Nathan skipping to the backcourt to Nelson, trying to get it inside to Kendall. Kendall threw it away, knocked off the hands of Patterson, trying to get it to Jaden Balint. So Three ball, no good. The outlet pass, Eric O'Neill on the other end, going up, had it blocked at the rim, no, a foul. And Eric O'Neill will shoot two. Eric to shoot two. Good on the first. 14-3, a struggle for Chelsea here through the first 5 minutes and 11 seconds of the opening quarter. Eric with a couple dribbles trying to get it into 2-for-2 on this trip. This one's a little too strong. 14-3, Aggies by 11. Nathan driving and kicking. Over to Nelson, now down in the corner to Moeller. Moeller back to the top to Nathan in the corner. Nelson, open three. It's a little strong off the side of the rim, and then an over-the-back foul called. This one's on Kendall, Joseph Kendall, the 6'3 center.
Going against these taller Chelsea guys, people like Sarine and Josh Beer, who are a little undersized, have to give that box-out effort, and Sarine did that there and led to the whistle. If you're going to get rebounds or get a whistle at the very least, have to box out.
14-3. The Aggies have only committed one foul in the quarter. Chelsea with eight here in the first. Corbin open from the right wing, and he shakes it in. 17-3. Corbin Patterson has been great tonight. Will force a steal. It's Welch at the rim. Left the layup. Short the rebound. Put back. No from Josh. Still fighting for it. It's tapped, tapped, and taken by Chelsea. And a foul on Josh. I love the hustle from Josh Spear as here comes Juice Riley.
But how about Jace Welch and Jeshua Holtzclaw on that press break getting three total steals in this early first quarter? Guys you usually don't see in these big games.
Faulkner checking in for Chelsea. Moeller, 22 feet from the bucket, right wing. Passes it off. Nelson on the drive, and he got a nice little reverse from underneath the bucket. Good. For the Aggies goes out of bounds. I think the Aggies. Yeah, I think we have a problem with the book, maybe. They're going to check out Juice Riley here. I think we're going to get a tech here. Is that is that it, Alex? How does this work? Juice, I think they got him as 22 in the book instead of they just wrote it down wrong. It's supposed to be 23. It's just a technical foul, and they'll change it to Juice Riley wearing 23 instead of 22. You know, you're doing a lot in between games trying to get those numbers down, right? Seventeen-5 is your score. So the first technical free throw was good for Moeller, 17-6. So I guess just listening in on the conversation, the Aggies pre-filled out the book. Juice was 22 in a different jersey in the last game against Childersburg, but he's wearing 23 in an alternate white jersey tonight. So sometimes those things happen. You look back, you try to find everybody's number. So technical free throws, they changed into the book, and it's all good, and score 17-7. Good find for Coach Bamball, able to get his team a couple points. With a minute 22 to go, Flynn out behind the arc, trying to get around McMillan. Inside to Moeller. He'll try to spin on Riley. And then a foul called on Juice. We'll see if is it before the shot or they called an offensive foul on Chelsea with the elbow. They got a high elbow foul on Moeller. And the break for the Aggies. What'd you see there, Alex?
It was a right call.
So you're man of the people. Man of the Aggie people tonight. 17-7. I couldn't see it. Referee was in my view. KT has just checked in. McMillan kicking. Eric O'Neill down the lane, feeding it inside. McMillan with the left. Didn't get it to go, but he tapped it back out, and it's controlled by Franklin. Back to Eric on right wing, Sarayan. Sarayan back to the top to Eric, wearing the number four tonight. Eric didn't get the start, but he's here in the game in the first quarter. Under a minute to go. Eric to KT. Skipping it back to Eric off his feet. Saves it before it gets to the midcourt stripe. The Aggies with 32 seconds to go. Sarayan back to Eric at the top. With 25 seconds. See what the Aggies do here. Do they choose to hold for the final shot? Eric to KT. KT driving underneath. Missed the shot. Juice with the putback, and he's fouled. And Riley going to the line. Felt like a lot of nothing happening on that possession. And instead, a good drive for KT. You forget how fast he is. Able to get to the rim quickly. Almost got a tough shot to go. It's Juice. No good on the free throw. Talking to coach on, what was that, yesterday, saying, hey, we don't need Juice to do a lot, but we definitely need him to be able to rebound when he's in the ball game, and he does it there.
So all you need your big men to do is rebound and get it out to a guard.
Juice missed them both. Chelsea with 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. With 8, with 7, it's Jennings, left key, trying to get it into Flynn with 1. Got the shot off, no good, and a great defensive quarter for the Aggies as we'll go to the second, leading it 17-7. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Aggie Sports Network fueled by Allen Oil Company. Right here, start of the second quarter, 17-7. Your score, Bauman. What'd you see in the first 8 minutes?
Good old-fashioned Coach Jones, Sylacauga basketball, turnovers into offense. That's what the whole first quarter was. Getting to the free throw line, making your free throws, which is a big thing for Sylacauga tonight. You had Josh Beer go 6 for 6 in that quarter.
KT under the goal, back inside KT, the return pass, now kicking it out to Franklin, trying to drive. Couldn't get inside, but Spear open for a three, is a little strong, and it goes over to the backboard. On the drive, Jennings, nowhere to go under the bucket, nice feed, and a floater good for the Hornets. Bradley Faulkner getting underneath the bucket. 17-9. Patterson wants another one. This one no good. Corbin's 2 for 3 from beyond the arc. Jennings throws it away. Pass too strong. Looking for Jeremiah Cunningham, who's on the baseline run.
Since Flynn's early getting the dive to the basket and the whistle and then the quick two, Silicon has done a much better job not letting him get to that low post and not getting to his spot.
17-9, Aggies by 8 here in the second quarter. Coach Joel Jones calls out the play. KT runs right to left across the floor. CJ has the basketball out beyond the arc. Franklin drifting to the right side. Corbin Patterson back to CJ. Spear feeds Corbin. The Aggies get it inside. KT, left elbow catch. Corbin working the baseline. Cross court, Eric O'Neill handed his face. The three, good! Marvel City Pharmacy, the three-pointer. And that's how you have to attack this Chelsea defense.
Have to attack the gaps in it, make the defense move, and there'll always be open shooters around the perimeter in a 2-3 zone when you attack it.
Faulkner to Flynn. Now down into the corner. Jennings, and then a foul on Eric before the shot. It's the first foul on O'Neill. It's 20-9. Foul was on the floor.
Smart foul from Eric. Knew that if Flynn got to that low block, he had no chance at getting that stop. Makes a smart decision and fouls him on the floor.
Josh defending him well, keeps him from underneath the bucket on the inbounds play. Now they find him, left side of the floor, just outside of the paint, jumper missed it. Might have been air ball. It's Eric attacking with the right, just missed it. Rebound, Spear. He'll try to go back up. He'll get a jump ball, and the arrow will be with Chelsea.
How did Josh Spear get that rebound? There were three Chelsea jerseys around him, and somehow Spear gets the ball off the rim.
Trapped in the backcourt. Faulkner dribbled off his foot. It popped through the hands of Patterson, and they do get across with Jeremiah Cunningham, and it was on the baseline. CJ tried to save it before it went out of bounds.
That was a very generous 10 seconds that Chelsea got in that ball over the half-court line. I feel like that guy was trapped for an eternity.
Oh, we blocked the inbound pass, and then they go back court with it. Faulkner couldn't. He controlled it, but then he couldn't give it up in time. His momentum took it across. .503 to play. Aggies still holding the Chelsea under double digits. It's 20-9. Corbin working the right wing. Back to Eric. Gets the high screen. O'Neill wants another three. This one's too strong. Rebounded by Whetstone, and he threw it away trying to find CJ. CJ broke just after Whetstone was already in the passing motion. And they couldn't connect as the Aggies lead it by 11. And they called, that was a jump ball, Alex. The
The Aggies had the arrow. Now they'll flip it to the Hornets. Eric. Left side. To Franklin. We need to attack. CJ threw it back off to Whetstone. Right side of the floor, Corbin. Back to O'Neal. Corbin to Eric. Open for a three. Oh, and it's good. Aggies have four Marble City Pharmacy three-pointers, and your score is 23-9.
Between two players, Corbin with the two in the first quarter and Eric with the two in this quarter.
And then Chelsea threw it away. Pass from Nelson, a little strong for Cunningham.
No more.
4 minutes to play, second quarter. Eric had a hand in his face. No look feed. Now finding inside. Spear with the roll in the
bucket. Beautiful play. Beautiful play and a beautiful execution by the Silicaga players.
25-9. 3:40 to go. The basketball got loose. Last touched by Silicaga. Goes out of bounds on the far corner.
We'll take a break.
The Aggies have called a timeout.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. 25-9, Aggies with the lead. Chelsea with the basketball, and they threw it away again.
Jeremy, you have to wonder if, without Jordan Garcia, how is Chelsea going to be able to score the basketball? And early in this game, you can see they really don't have a whole lot offensively without Garcia.
They've scored 2 points this quarter, if I'm not mistaken. Alex, am I wrong or right about
that? That is correct. Seven in the first, two here.
CJ in the corner. Inside the Whetstone. Patterson, another three. No good. Pushing it ahead for the Hornets is Nathan. Here's Griffin now. To Nathan Jr. And then Chelsea just trying to find something inside of the paint. There's nowhere to go. Cunningham on the drive. Cut off at the free throw line. Griffith. Now Flowers. Now it's Nelson again. Had it tapped away. Corbin comes up with a loose ball. Feeds it off to Spear. The Aggies couldn't control it, and then a reach foul on Silicaga. Our second foul here of the quarter.
Rough sequence for the Aggies. They had the ball there three different times. It just pinballs around so many players and fortunately lands in the Hornets' lap.
Elijah Nelson to inbound. Faulkner has checked in for Chelsea. And then a foul on the shot right off the inbounds will send Jack Flowers to the stripe.
Tristan Whetstone cannot let that happen. Lets the guy dive right to the block. Provides no resistance and has to foul him because he's out of position.
First free throw good from Flowers. The second one. Missed. The board grabbed by Eric with 2.5 to play in the second. Right side of the floor, Patterson cross court to the left side to O'Neal. In the corner, Franklin wants a three. CJ, oh, knocks it down. Another Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer and 15 of the 28 for the good guys coming from beyond the arc. Here's a steal. Whetstone on the run. Tristan laying it up and in. The pressure for the Aggies has just been too much for Chelsea here in the second quarter. Driving a rushed three. Missed it as Eric goes way up, and the Aggies rip down the rebound. They'll rush it ahead to the other side. In the corner, Spear fakes a three. Josh driving, got fouled, and Spear going back to the stripe where he's perfect tonight.
Breakneck pace for the Aggies, but that's what they love, turning that defense into offense. Been that way all night. Chelsea has not handled that full court press well at all. And again, I wonder with the loss of Jordan Garcia, who's injured right now on the bench, if that's hurt them breaking this half court or this full court press.
Spear got it to go. 31-10. Spear 7-for-7 at the free throw line. The last three have rattled around there, Alex, but they've all dropped through for Josh.
Back, pick
him
up.
Josh is this time no good. Offensive rebound. Franklin underneath is fouled, and CJ going to the line. Well, the Aggies finally miss a free throw from Spear. CJ really wanted the and one, just didn't get it to go. It's Hubbard. And Sanders will check in for the Aggies after this free throw from Franklin. CJ's first up and good. CJ made one, missed the second. 32-10. On the drive. The bounce pass. Chelsea with it out beyond the arc. Couldn't get around Sanders. Underneath the bucket, Nelson traveled, but a one-handed rip down on the rebound for Tristan Whetstone. Firing it into the front court off the hand of Sanders and out of bounds with a minute 19 on the clock before halftime.
A lot of Chelsea's offensive sets have been focused on getting the ball to the low block and the low post. And Silicaga has done a much better job after the first two really points of the game for Chelsea. And they've shut it down and not let them get to that low block at all.
Faulkner. Tough shot. Got it to go. Got it around the defense. Flynn coming in for Chelsea as they look to complete the three-point play. The Aggies by 20. As they missed the free throw, and the Aggies didn't box out. Offensive rebound. Faulkner, it's Juice Riley coming to the table. Nathan. Stuck in the paint, almost threw it away. Back inside to Flynn. He'll go to work on Spear. Spear's been pretty good here all night. As Flynn turns around and flips it up and in.
Can't do it any better if you're Josh Spear.
Nothing you can do. Listen, he's 6'8", and he's going to turn around and not go strong to the bucket and get that to go. You just have to let it go.
He made him catch it at the elbow, and he backed his way down. And there's not much more you can do if you're Josh Spear.
16 seconds to go. CJ going to hold it for the final shot. Yankees usually initiate this in about 8 seconds, and here goes Franklin. Driving left, trying to get inside. Franklin, the floater, friendly roll, didn't drop. Out of bounds. Nope, it was saved. Back in bounds by Franklin. And we'll go to halftime, 32-14. We'll take a break. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Yeah.
For more than 80 years, Coosa Valley Medical Center has been a cornerstone of our community, providing high-quality health care when you need it most. And now, thanks to the new Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program, you have the power to support CVMC through your state income taxes at no extra cost. Beginning in 2026, Alabama taxpayers can direct their state tax dollars to rural hospitals like CVMC and receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. That means you can transform the taxes you already owe into a direct investment in local health care. Program rules and procedures are still being finalized by state officials. To learn more about the Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program, please contact the CVMC Foundation at 256-401-4324. That's 256-401-4324. Thank you for supporting Coosa Valley Medical Center and keeping healthcare close to home.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipjerskal jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Aggies with a big lead here at half over Chelsea, 32-14. With 3 minutes to go, almost 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, Chelsea had only scored 2 points in the quarter, able to add, five more. They've scored seven in the first, seven in the second. And the Aggies leading it by 18. Alex Bauman, a dominating defensive performance so far for the Aggies, and a clinic from beyond the arc shooting.
And last week there was a couple games where Silicaga didn't make a three in the first half, but tonight you had Corbin make the two in the first quarter, Eric made two in that second quarter, and CJ added another. So to get that three-point shot going is huge for Silicaga, but you want to see it continue to keep flowing and continue to make those three-point shots. Last week against Childersburg, there was two quarters that Silicaga had where they didn't make a single three-pointer. That was the second and the third quarters. So you want to continue to see that going. You want to continue to see the ball movement. Against the zone, you're going to have to penetrate it. Silicaga's done a great job at doing that, and when they've done that, they've found those open shooters. And even that one time where Josh Spears sealed off his guy down low, the beautiful feed to get him the ball and make that easy two-point shot was outstanding. And then defensively, what Silicaga has done to Chelsea is what they've done to almost every opponent this year. They get into that full-court press, and Chelsea has no answer for it. So many turnovers that Silicaga has immediately turned into easy shots at the basket, easy 2 points. And if they haven't, they've still gone to the free throw line and it's been pretty okay. Josh Beer has missed one free throw the entire night, Jeremy. He is 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Outside of him, you have Juice Riley, who missed his two, and everybody else is 50% from the free throw line. CJ, Trey, Sarayan, and Eric. So the free throw shooting has gotten a little bit better. Not as good as you would expect to be this late in the, or this part of the season, but improvement's always good, Jeremy. And going forward, defensively, continue to turn Chelsea over. I said Chelsea, if they don't turn the ball over, can make this interesting, and it's been a turnover fest for them, and they've not been able to make it interesting at all.
Before we go here on the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show, the Aggies outsized in this game. They're undersized against Chelsea. How have they kept Chelsea? Number one, the Aggies lead it in rebounds, but they've also kept them off the glass.
What they've done is they've made those big men, they've fronted them, and then when they've had the Sean Flynn guy in the game, they pushed him out to the elbow farther out from the low block and prevented him from getting to his spot where all he has to do is catch and turn. And when he's at the free throw line or the elbow or in the short corner, he's having to dribble back somebody down. And it gives guys like Eric O'Neal and C.J. Franklin and Corbin Patterson the ability to double and dig at the basketball and get those steals.
32-14, your score at the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
All into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA. Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by for 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
We'll be right back.
number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Back courtside at the Allen Brew Market. Scoring table, Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you. Here as we get set to start this second half, Silicaga leads it 32-14, a dominating first half over Chelsea as the Hornets will get the basketball first here to start the final 16 minutes. We mentioned that the Aggies have been pretty good at the free throw line, especially Josh Spear. The three ball has been great, and they've executed in the paint.
We say great at the free throw line, Jeremy. That 61% still not what Coach Jones probably wants, but still improvement. It's an improvement from the 54% they're shooting on the season. But Josh Beer, to be what he's shooting, he's 7 of 8. Had to be happy with Josh.
Chelsea now on the right side of the floor in blue. Flynn.
Good job, CJ. Good job.
Kicked it out.
Get up.
That's Jennings.
Come on, Tristan. Right here.
Moeller.
Get over. Get over.
Circling around the top. Going down the lane. Tough shot. Offensive rebound. Chelsea's going to get another chance at it here. Moeller into the corner. Open three, and it's good. Knocked down by Jennings.
Three. Ruin Jennings.
32-17. It's a 15-point game. Aggies have led by as many as 20. CJ driving, kicking. Whetstone open for three, and he knocks it down, and the Aggies answer it back.
That was something that wasn't in KT's game, or Tristan Whetstone's game when he came up to varsity. But as he's grown as a player, he's developed that three-point shot.
Lead back to 18, Jennings. Thought he was going somewhere with it. Ball's down on the floor, tapped into the backcourt. Chelsea's going to control it. Right side, Moeller. Stopping, spinning, maybe got away with a walk and got a tough shot to drop. In the corner again, Whetstone hit the first, and he hits another one. Whetstone from deep. Seven. Marvel City Pharmacy three-pointers. Have to charge Jared and Jacob a little more money if the Aggies are going to hit at this frequency. Great defense from Spear. Didn't allow the big man to back him down, and he airballed the tough shot. Whetstone wanted to go 3 for 3 to start the half. Instead pulls down the three. Now CJ threw it away. Josh rolled to the bucket. CJ tried the no-look feed and nobody home.
On the other end, Jeremy, it's another example of Josh Beer making Flynn catch the ball so far away from the basket and Flynn not being able to back him down.
Jennings trapped in the backcourt. And Chelsea's going to call a timeout. At 38-19, Whetstone started off that Ben Russell game, Alex. 0-for-3 from deep, quickly came off the floor. Well, he's got a quick trigger here in the second half. 2-for-2 from deep, and the Aggies, whose lead got down to 15, sits at 19 points now with 5:49 to go in the third.
And Tristan didn't shoot a whole lot of threes last year. It was really Aiden Crow that kind of played that role of the stretch big man. But this year, Whetstone has developed that three-point shot and given the Aggies another steady three-point shooter when he comes in the basketball game.
It's crazy. You know, you think about this. I know Chelsea's not a rivalry matchup, and it is maybe a sleepy Tuesday night, but how this gym was on Thursday night and Friday night and how it's going to be on Saturday night. Crazy to kind of hear it. Just quite a good-sized crowd. The Aggies in control in the third quarter. Inside, they threw it away. Front court Spear. The Aggies with a 2-on-1. Whetstone at the rim. Got fouled and won. Whetstone going to the stripe.
Uh, I have never seen Tristan Wetzno play this energized.
He's trying to make the free throw, and he does. Whetstone with nine here in the third quarter.
Three-point play.
And he's got all nine for the Aggies in this quarter, 41-19. Whetstone cuts off the driving big man off to Jennings for three, and he knocks down another one.
Hand down, man down. Eric O'Neill does not stick his hand up, and Drew Jennings comfortably steps into that three-point shot.
41-22. Corbin doubled. Left-handed push pass over to O'Neill. Back to Corbin, right side of the floor. Inside to Spear, spinning into the paint. Got too far underneath the goal and hit the side of the rim with it. Jennings tried a no-look backdoor pass, and it's out of bounds. Cunningham touched it last.
Hollow.
Man, Sylacauga's just been so good tonight. Offense, defense.
It's been their best shooting night from the three-point line by far.
Yeah, this game will help the average from deep for sure, the way that they've shot it. Been one of those nights for Chelsea. They should have had a dunk on the other end. It went right through their hands. Here's Eric in the corner. Whetstone passes it to Franklin. CJ feeds Eric. Corbin for three, right side, and it's good.
It's raining, Jeremy.
44-22. The Aggies doubling up the Hornets. And loose ball down on the floor. The Aggies couldn't come up with it. Almost got the steal. And Whetstone will get the steal. Out in front, O'Neill. He will lay it in. 46-22. Aggies running away with this one in the third. Right side, now Flynn left side. Nathan driving. Excuse me, it's Cunningham, and he's fouled. Two shots coming their way. And here comes Trey Wright and Sarai McMillan. And Coach Jones probably wondering, man, if we would have played like this Friday, that Seabird game wouldn't have been close. But the way that we're shooting it is, it's definitely above the averages.
If Sylacauga shoots a three ball this well in every game, they're going to be one of the most difficult teams to beat, not only in 5A, but in the whole entire state. The way they play defense and turn you over, if they're able to shoot that three ball as well as they are tonight, I'd hate to be the other team.
Missed the free throw, 46-22, Aggies by 24. We'll work it across with Franklin and Patterson. Corbin will get it across, cross court, Trey Wright. Got one dialed up.
Money! I think everyone's making them tonight.
49-22.
Trey Wright making a three-pointer. I think it's the Aggies night, Jeremy.
The Aggies with fresh legs, I tell you. They're going to be tough to handle for a lot of teams. Out beyond the arc, Chelsea. Around the three line it goes. Nathan stopping, shooting a three. Right side missed it. Long rebound in the air. Taken by Cunningham. Threw it at the bottom of the rim. Missed it. It's going to be last touched by... I thought Sylacauga touched it last. They initially pointed it our way. It'll be Chelsea basketball here on the sideline. I thought Corbin might have touched that one last. And it's, even though the Aggies are shooting it great, and I think that's what, is that 28 from deep in this one?
See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
2, 27
nine,
from deep?
9 threes, yeah.
Yeah, 27 had to do. For some reason, I was thinking a touchdown or something in there. I don't know, but 27 points for deep for the Yankees. nine threes.
Hey, help, CJ. Look where the ball was at. Look at your man, CJ. Watch your man.
And we still got 2 minutes to go, 2:45 to go in the third quarter.
And it's crazy, Jeremy, shooting 29% from the three on the year.
And this one's stolen by Wright. Going on the other side, Trey will lay it in. So Trey Wright's got five for the Aggies. Excuse me, six, as he had a free throw in the first half. Yeah, Chelsea just having a hard time passing it around the perimeter. That's how this game is going for them. They got him with a wall. There you go. It's not just about the steals. It's about how quickly and easily the Aggies are switching on defense. Coach Joel Jones trusts all of his guys to play the same level of defense. And so the switch doesn't really hurt Silicaga with a lot of these high ball screens that they're trying to run.
And we always talk about Silicaga not having any size, and at some points that benefits them having the ability to switch one through five on defense. Whetstone can guard the one. Trey Wright can guard the one. Having that ability helps the defense out a lot because you have the ability to switch and not have a...
Holtzclaw open for three. No good. And the Aggies missed their first three attempt here in the second half. 51-22. Nathan missed a little one-foot jumper from the right side inside of the arc. CJ going to rush it ahead after a rebound. Franklin going down the lane, and you'll get a reach on 13 in blue.
He played JV. So he's played two games tonight, Jeremy, back-to-back.
Well, Chelsea's fouled a lot as Evan Moeller will come in for Jeremiah Cunningham for Chelsea. CJ to inbound. Baseline right. Bucket to his left. Standing on the Silicaga S on the baseline. Franklin firing it in. KT in the backcourt. KT spinning, shooting, missing a shot out of control.
He tried to do a CJ Franklin.
Come on. 51-22. Moeller down into the corner to Faulkner. Left key, Chelsea with it. Harassed by Holtzclaw on a 5 second count, an underhand shovel pass just to get it away to avoid a turnover.
You would think the way that Silicaga's playing defense, they're the team down 51-22, but they're up 51-22.
51-22, and Moeller makes a tough shot.
That's wild. The level of defense has not dropped off at all, regardless of scoring, regardless who in the basketball game.
Chelsea in a full court press. Franklin to Holtzclaw. No, he'll keep it. And CJ will drive Trey under the bucket, kicking it to McMillan. Sarayan, step back. Two, it's good. Oh, McMillan with a sweet shot, and it's 53-24.
Some nights the basket looks as big as the ocean, and that's tonight for Silicaga.
Good defense. The Aggies running with Franklin at the rim, and CJ had it knocked out. Jack Flowers got a hand on it, and with 19.4 to go, the Aggies got a couple options. They can go with a nice play to try to steal a bucket or wait and hold it for the final shot here in the third as we lead it by 29. KT will inbound. He'll look, and he'll fire to Holtzclaw. Jeshua with 13 seconds. The Aggies trying to get a hot clock in the fourth quarter with McMillan on Flowers. Here's McMillan with the right hand driving. McMillan floating, missing the shot. That is how the quarter is going to end. 53-24 will go to the third. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
You've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters. AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Silicaga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Fourth quarter, Aggies lead at 53-24. 27 points from three. The Aggies have hit nine threes. Corbin pushes it around. CJ to Whetstone, who has two of those nine. Whetstone trying to get around Flowers, and Flowers knocked it out. Fifty-three, 24. Aggies get it back in. This Eric will attack. He'll stop. He'll shoot, and he will score. And there's your 31 points. Aggies lead it 55-24. Jace Welch, Juice Riley, Hayden Hubbard to check in. Moeller for the Hornets. To Cunningham to Flowers. Chelsea turned it over. No, they got it back. And then a jump ball is recalled. Chelsea has the arrow. Chelsea to put it in underneath the bucket.
Come on, CJ.
They got it to their big man. He'll turn. He'll shoot. He's fouled. Missed the shot. They'll go to the free throw line. The clock should still be running here in the fourth. There we go. They'll start it back up with a 31-point lead.
Sean Flynn has had nothing easy since that first quarter. Everything has been about 5 feet away from that basket, nothing in the low post, nothing on the low block, nothing. It's been short corner elbow, far out from the basket. He's had to work for everything he's got.
Nothing from the free throw line there. As Flynn does make the second, gets the lead down to 30, 55-25. Jace across the timeline to Franklin. CJ leaves it for Welch. Welch attacks, and he gets a foul called on him. They got that on the guy who was playing JV earlier. We're number 13 in blue. That's a foul called on the Hornets. The clock continues to roll. With the Aggies leading it by 30. Nice. Welch took a dead leg. Knees collide. That'll send Cunningham down to the floor. I think he took Welch's knee, maybe in his thigh. And that one's, well, that was tough right there.
I felt that sitting down, Jeremy. I've had a couple of those situations.
Hit you a little frog right there, Bauman.
Feel that in the morning. Get up out of bed.
See a little deep bruise in that leg. So they'll move from the sideline to the baseline. Hubbard Inbound to Riley. And Juice able to bring it in. Josh over to Sanders. Welch in the corner to Hubbard with 4:50 to play. Oh, and what a move for Chase Welch. Gosh, he's tough when he gets in. 57-25. And Flynn fouled by Riley, and he made the shot.
How about that? Again, Jace Welch using those these garbage time minutes to come in and impress the coaching staff and impress the crowd. Beats his guy off the dribble. Tough shot at the basket, makes it.
57-27. Free throw no good on the and one. An offensive rebound by Moeller, but he went out of bounds with it. Here comes Leonard into the game for the Aggies. Spear will check out. Jace attacking, got it around Flynn, but he couldn't get it to go. Now down on the other end. Driving is Faulkner at the rim. Blocked by Hubbard, but they'll bail him out with a foul. A dominating performance here at home. Sylacauga leading it by 30. Free throw good for Faulkner. So remind me, does the clock stop now that it's under 30, or does it continue to run?
It shouldn't, but it looks like it has.
Well, it stops at the free throw line. Sometimes they do it right, sometimes they don't. I think this is the right way to do it, as they make both. Sanders driving. Missed the shot. Juice with the putback. And a lead back to 30. 59-29. Juice Riley. Well, yeah, to leave that one high off the window. Juice got a couple D1 football offers and decided he could step his basketball game up as well. Flynn missed the first and then able to get a putback. Good. That's out on the Aggies on the sideline. We turn it over with Zedekiah Leonard.59-31. Coach Bamball for Chelsea calls the timeout. We'll take 1-2 with 2:27 to go, fourth quarter.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
2 points out of the timeout for them as they'll continue to work the big man on Juice. Leonard turns it over again. No, they'll say it went out of the foot of a Hornet. So the 6'8 power forward for Chelsea. Stats going to look a little different because of what this last few minutes has looked like. Welch, pull up two. That one's no good. Offensive rebound. Sanders to Leonard for three. Way off. Offensive rebound. Welch under the bucket. Didn't get it to go. It's a minute 45 to go. The Aggies lead at 59-33. Truett Jennings into the front court. Faulkner rising and firing a three. Side of the rim. Missed it. Rebounded by Griffith. Griffith working around Welch and gets a shot to drop.
Brandon Griffith.
59-35, a minute 20 to go. Sanders going down the lane, lost his dribble out of bounds, and that's out on Sylacauga. Faulkner in the corner. Flynn underneath, got juice in the air. Not much the Aggies can do there.
Juice let him get to his spot, and Flynn's just going to work. Hadn't been able to do that all night.
Leonard back to Sanders. The Aggies could hold it if they wanted to. Sanders put the man on skates here. And then we turned it over. Jennings going the other way, lays it in. So the 32-point lead gets down to 20. The Aggies turned it over. And then a foul called on the Aggies. They'll stop the clock. Timeout called by Chelsea. The foul was on Jace Welch. So it's 59-39. 20-point ball game. Has this been a 14-0 run by the Hornets?
I think so.
They had 24 points to start this third quarter.
Oh my gosh.
Even the referees having fun here tonight. Foul was on Jace Welch. I hate to see this get under the 20-point mark because the final score won't look at how dominating this game was for the Aggies. Chelsea probably shouldn't be over 30. They'll get close to 40, if not over 40.
It's a good way for these guys that normally come off the bench, may not even play in some games, to learn and grow in this type of matchup. And the difference is Coach B for Chelsea has some of his starters in while Coach Jones has no starters in.
Yeah, well, if you're down, you got to keep competing. And for Chelsea, is there two for two, and it's 59-41. The Aggies can get it in. They can cross the midcourt stripe and just dribble the game out. Down on the floor, Sanders got it. Welch has it, firing a three. Welch no good. Rebound Aggies. Sanders back to Welch. The game ends with that buzzer. 59-41. Your final score. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy post-game show.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs. Covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want. So you can focus on your favorite team, First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
...59-41, your final score as the Aggies take down the Chelsea Hornets here at home and get to 11-0. Alex Bauman, the final score, not really a reflection of what the game looked like for, 28 minutes or so. Chelsea got some end-of-the-game points that, you know, against some guys for the Aggies who deserve some play and time in a ball game like this. Your thoughts after a dominating performance?
There wasn't a drop-off defensively, whoever came in the basketball game. In that third quarter, you saw Joshua Holtzclaw, who started the game, come in that third quarter and ramp up the defensive intensity, and it felt like it motivated the rest of his teammates to do so. Tristan Whetstone didn't start the game, was one of the later guys to come off the bench in that third quarter, comes in, knocks down those two huge three-pointers, gets the offense flowing in that second half. And there were just tons of guys that came in the game tonight who normally don't affect the game in that type of way, whether it's Whetstone hitting the three-pointers or Joshua ramping up the defense to the level that Coach Jones wants it to be. A lot of guys came in, played their role, played above their role, and did a great job to get this win, a big win.
Boy, hot from deep. Multiple Aggies with multiple threes. Reel off some point totals for us, Alex Bauman.
Gosh, you got Tristan Whetstone. He had, was that six? That's 9, 11 points for Tristan Whetstone. Trey had 6, making a three-pointer. CJ with a quiet 4 points. Josh Spear had, 7 points from the free throw line, 9 points total. Corbin Patterson, 9 points, all three-pointers. And then Eric, that's 2 three-pointers for Eric. That's 6, 8, 10, 11 points for Eric.
Man, what a night. And Eric didn't even play the first 6 minutes of the ball game. He really – Corbin got us started from three. Eric was in the middle. And then Tristan Whetstone started the third quarter, Alex, with 9 points, 2 threes, and a tough and one. Man, what a night. When the Aggies are playing this well, they're going to be a tough ball team to beat. They are 11-0 on the season, 1-0 in the area, with the Childersburg Tigers coming up on the road on Friday night.
That's what I'm talking about is – you had different guys step up tonight that normally haven't stepped up all season. Tristan Whetstone, he hasn't shot the three ball as well as he should have all season long, but tonight makes those 2 3-pointers. Corbin Patterson continues to shoot the three ball well after the second half against Childersburg last week. Joshua Holtzclaw, I felt, came in, started the game in that second half when he came in, gave Silicaga a boost defensively. Jace Welch, you can't credit him enough with the energy he brings too. He's just a demon on the basketball court, given the effort, diving for loose balls, getting the steals, and Josh Beer on the boards. There was a time in the game where there was 3 Chelsea Hornets under the basket, and Josh Beer hits the rebound between all 3 of them.
All right, time to give you your star physical therapy, star player of the game. Man, you could think about maybe 7, 8 guys that put up some point totals or rebound totals to be able to grab this one tonight. Alex, who's your star physical therapy, star player of the game?
I'll give it to Tristan Whetstone with the 11 points, making those 2 3-pointers. While the game was kind of out of hand for Chelsea, it felt like those 2 3-pointers kind of demoralized them in that third quarter. Got to give a shout-out to Tristan Whetstone being able to come in and knock down those 2 huge 3-pointers to get the Aggies flowing in that second half.
All right, Tristan Whetstone, your star physical therapy, star player of the game. The Aggies 11-0 on the year after a 59-41 win over the Chelsea Hornets. We'll see you Friday night as the Aggies travel to Childersburg. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, home of the Silicaga Aggies. Presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Oil Company of Silicaga. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Wright Tire and Service, Toyota of Silicaga, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Silicaga, Sarah Honda of Silicaga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Coosa Valley MRI, Bucks Island, and Silicauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.